After spending 11 years in prison for a murder he says he did not commit, 52-year-old Terry Lynn Olson is a free man. That's in large part thanks to Julie Jonas. Julie is the legal director of the Innocence Project of Minnesota, a nonprofit organization that represents people who were wrongfully convicted of crimes. Jonas spent 7 years working to get Olson released from the correctional facility in Faribault for the 1979 murder of Jeffrey Hamel. While Olson was released this week, he was not exonerated of the crime. His release came from an agreement made with the prosecution. To talk more about this case, Julie Jonas joins me on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Kathy.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for being here. 7 years of work that you and others have been immersed in is an awful lot of time. Did you ever lose hope that Terry Lynn Olson would be freed?
You know, these cases all take a very, very long time. There are moments when you do start to lose hope. But with Terry's case, I knew that ultimately we would be able to get his release from prison.
Now, you negotiated his early release, but he wasn't exonerated.
That's true. He was not officially exonerated. He does not have a piece of paper that says that he's innocent. We've been litigating this case for a number of years. We went into federal court, and while we were in federal court suing the state for his release, the state contacted us and felt that there was unfairness in the case and certainly in his sentence, and offered that if he was willing to withdraw his federal suit and not sue the state in the future, he could be released. He had to think long and hard about that. It was a really, really difficult decision for him. Terry's stridently claimed his innocence from the very beginning, was offered a very generous plea deal to plead guilty before trial, which he rejected. But having been in custody for 11 years, and really considering his options, he knew that the fight would continue in federal court for a couple more years. His mother's in a nursing home and pretty ill. And he felt it was really important for himself and his family that he be out to be with her.
I was just going to ask, why is it that he agreed to this deal? Was there something outside the prison gates that was spurring him on? And you mentioned
really
his mother.
I really do think it was his mother. I got to be with him when we brought him to the nursing home on Tuesday night and see them reunited. And it was just an amazing thing. I don't think his mother ever thought that she would see him in this world again. And so the joy on her face when he came through the door, it's something I was very privileged to witness. And I really felt in my heart in that moment that he had made the right decision.
How do you choose to take on any case?
It's a real tough process because we only want to represent those people who we believe are innocent. Obviously, we're contacted by a lot of people who likely aren't. So we have a very rigorous screening process, starting, you know, at our front desk. A number of requests that come in are rejected immediately for various reasons. Then a lot of work is done by law students at the University of Minnesota and at the Mitchell Hamlin School of Law. They go through under my guidance and do a very thorough screening. We gather police reports and transcripts and all the underlying documentation to see what happened at the trial. If we feel that there's something we can do at that point, then we do an investigation. The students work on investigations. We also hire private investigators. We talk to experts in various different fields of forensics. And then ultimately, if a case like Terry's, you know, really comes up to the top and we believe we can help them, we get local law firms involved who work on these cases pro bono, just like David Schultz at Maslin did.
Well, Julie, thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.